The Pentagon and the Federal Bureau of Prisons are reviewing the way they choose Muslim chaplains. The review follows allegations that three Islamic organizations that currently recommend government chaplains advocate an extremist interpretation of Islam. The allegations have led to a series of congressional hearings, the latest yesterday. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Senator Charles Schumer said he called for investigations 7 months ago, writing the inspectors general of both the Pentagon and Bureau of Prisons. He complained he's heard nothing since, yet said cause for concern has only heightened. In recent weeks, a Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo Bay prison camp has been charged with mishandling information about detainees there. The founder of one organization that trains Muslim clerics for the military has been accused of trying to funnel money from Libya to Syrian terror groups. And then Schumer said he recently heard of another incident.
In 2001, another Muslim military chaplain, Abdul Muhammad, traveled to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj with a number of other Muslim U.S. service members on a trip that was fully paid for by the World Muslim League.
Schumer said the League is dedicated to a strict form of Islam called Wahhabism, and the CIA has designated the League a front for Al-Qaeda. Officials with both the Bureau of Prisons and the military promised to have their inspectors general respond to Schumer, and Charles Abel of the Pentagon said changes are already underway.
In fact, as a result of the last several months of activities, we are looking around to see if there are organizations that might provide us Muslim chaplains other than the two that currently provide it.
Abel said the Pentagon already screens individual applicants, seeking assurances that they're open-minded and ready to serve any service member, whatever his religion. He said afterward he believes none of the 12 Muslim chaplains now in the armed forces pose a security risk. But when pressed on how the Pentagon could better vet Muslim groups that train and recommend chaplains, Abel demurred. He invoked the constitutional freedom of religion. Senator Dianne Feinstein asked about the group's financing when the officials from the Bureau of Prisons and the Pentagon said they didn't know where they got their money. She persisted.
I'm asking you to do a little bit more than just be passive and receive. I am asking that you find out.
We will do that.
And Mr. Abel, will you do that as well?
Yes, ma'am. As you know, the department's not investigating. We turn to our colleagues in the Department of Justice for that, but we are in communication with them over this.
In fact, for more than a year and a half, a multi-agency team has been investigating the two groups that recommend Muslims to the military. It's part of a wider terror financing probe in Northern Virginia, and so far there have been no charges against either organization. After the hearing, the lawyer for one of the groups was visibly angry. Nancy Lukey represents the Graduate School of Islamic and Social Sciences, which trained 9 of the military's 12 Muslim chaplains.
I'm appalled at what I've heard today because stated as fact were allegations about the GSISS that are absolutely false and irresponsible. And I'm most shocked that despite my numerous calls and letters to Senator Schumer, he's never even responded to my letters, let alone did anyone call to invite the school to speak up on its own behalf today.
Lukey accused the government of relying too heavily on the allegations of terror analyst Rita Katz, who's documented her investigation of a number of Muslim organizations in a book. The Virginia Clerical School has sued Katz for defamation. The case is now in federal court. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.